In today's Modern Ag Report, remote imaging could change how irrigation systems are designed. UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Emeritus Dr. David Goldhammer talked to pistachio growers about the possibility of remote imaging and the benefits it could bring. Although not available yet, the system would use high-altitude machines, whether it be planes, satellites, or eventually drones, to record a thermal mapping of a given production land every week or so.
The thermal camera actually takes temperature measurements of individual pixels, and then it's left to the operator or the data processor to convert those temperatures into colors. So when we talk about different shades of white or different colors, red or yellow or green, blue, it's all based on how we set up our programming to come up with what's called a false color infrared. So the colors just give us an aid in identifying where the stress is. And then it's incumbent upon the growers to use that information to try to alleviate the stress in the orchard.
Goldhammer says if and when this technology becomes affordable for growers, it could change how irrigation systems are created.
The problem we have now is that you can get individual tree measurements, but the way we irrigate is by sets, and each set may have thousands of trees in one set. Well, if you only have 100 trees in, say, 10,000 that need to be irrigated because for whatever reason they're stressed, we don't have the ability in most cases to irrigate those 100 trees. So irrigation systems in the future are likely going to be redesigned, and so they have the potential to irrigate smaller areas of trees at a given time, and therefore try to equalize the yield or alleviate the stress in those trees and maximize our revenue.
Some find it amusing to think that each tree or plant could be individually irrigated, Goldhammer included. But if cost wasn't an issue, that would be the most precise way to irrigate.
Ideally, we want to control it. You're laughing, but there are actually people who believe that that is possible. I'm not one of them. But there are people who actually have come up with instruments that they say will control applied water for every tree. My feeling is that now and in the next 100 years is not going to be economically feasible to do. But if you could do it, that would be the ultimate.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgnetWest.com.